Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The best local sports talk in the Flower City. The John Murphy Show and the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Weekday afternoons on the Sports Leader, ESPN Rochester.
We only talk to the best and the brightest in our industry here on the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia, Gene.
Yes, and Mike Catalana, we thank you for your time. Isn't it funny how the NHL tries to bury a story like this on such a busy day?
You mean the not going to the Olympics part?
Yes, yeah. Not a big story?
I think it's interesting that they're not. I think it's a disruption to the regular season. They've probably gotten what they think they want to get out of that exposure. And I guess they're trying to bury it. I don't know. Is it possible to even bury any stories anymore? Because they'll be buried for what? One news cycle and then it could come back again. So, yeah, I guess if that's what they're trying to do. I mean, it's a Monday afternoon. You're right. It's the opening for many teams in baseball, but and the NCAA final game. But there certainly is I think this was sort of out there for a little while that this could happen.
Would it have been a lead story any other time? I mean, I guess the NHL just seems so kind of lost as a league that even if it was announced on a day that wasn't opening day, that would it even be a lead story then?
Nope.
Yeah.
I really don't. I think most big hockey fans care more about the World Cup than they do about the Olympics. And it's interesting in the Olympics. There's a lot of other things going on during the Olympics. It's fun. I mean, it is fun to see the best of the best. And I would rather, in this case, I think the effort level we see in those games and the competition among the countries is better than it is in basketball, just because, I mean, the U.S. is pretty superior when they send the NBA players over. But I won't care that much about it. Look, I'm going to sound un-American here. I'm not a big Olympics guy myself. So it doesn't really impact me that much. I'm much more for the sports of the athletes who don't get the exposure than I am about the pros.
Mike Catalana, 13 Wham, joining us. He also hosts when the Amerks are on television on MSG, the intermission reports, and of course a story today with Alex Nylander getting called up to the Sabres. This is not anything about merit, right? Nylander is not ready for this. So, Mike, if you believe that, why are the Sabres doing this tonight?
At the end of the season, think of it like a September call-up in baseball where guys get called up. Look, they have a lot of hope for Nylander. I've talked to a lot of people tied in with the organization and tied in with the American Hockey League. They're not surprised at all with Nylander. They said his brother, very similar when he was with the Marlies the first year. He's the youngest player in the American Hockey League. He's a very skilled guy. I think it's just taken him a little while to get used to the pro game. I don't like the way the rules are, and he ended up he ended up in the AHL when most people at his level would not be in the American Hockey League. They'd be back at their junior team. So it doesn't really surprise me that they're giving him these few games, you know, much like, you know, when a college, you know, like C.J. Wilson gets his call, you know, his opportunity to play at the end of the year. The games don't matter in any sense because obviously the Sabres are eliminated. But I still think they feel they're very high on Nylander, and I think it's going to be a physical maturation for him. And getting ready to be a professional. And I think they expect a big jump out of him next year. I think a full season with the Amerks next year is what's expected.
Another full season with the Amerks for Alex Nylander.
Another one. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, because, you know, there were times you saw the skill, but, you know, he's a bit lost. And like I said, this is where when you see how his brother is playing, hey, look, if he becomes like his brother, that would be fantastic. But I think a lot of people saw that jump with his brother between year one and year two as a pro.
13 Wham Sports Director Mike Catalana, good with his time this afternoon and joining us in the Sports Bar, Mike Danger and Gene Battaglia. The voluntary off-season workout programs began at One Bills Drive, Mike, and I think you were down there, were you not?
Yeah. Yep. Just got back a little while ago.
How impressed have you been so far with Sean McDermott? It almost feels like it's hard not to be impressed with everything that he's done since entering the facility.
Yeah, I said to you guys when he first got hired, I thought he was the type of coach who would put his stamp on things without having to say, I'm putting my stamp on things. And I think that's really what he's done. I think the whole organization got a big lift from him. And I think he's one of those guys that, you know, you hear players talk about it, but I think he does lead by example. I think he goes about his work. He does it. He sets a tone. And I think that's what we're seeing. Again, it's the first offseason workout. I mean, he actually told us today that, you know, he's learning guys' names. Like, he doesn't know the players. But they're all pretty impressed by him. Now, it's easy to be impressed. He hasn't coached a game. Everything's new, and you're trying to pick your roster. I mean, when there's only 60-some guys there now, and there'll be 90 by the time they get to Fisher. But it is a 180 from the Rex days. And the players were pretty careful not to just pile on with Rex. But I think they're pretty excited by the way McDermott is doing things in Orchard Park.
Yeah, this was probably nobody's really interested in the stretching and the exercise, yeah. But you want to hear them, the players. So I assume you got to talk to a few guys here about their first impressions of the new head coach.
Well, he makes a good impression. It's funny. I asked a couple of the guys, like even Tyrod, about, you know, you got to meet him a little bit in the off season. Not every player did, and he's like, everybody wants to know, and he's like, it's exactly the impression he gave. Very positive. Like, again, it's so early, but did not hear anything negative at all, because you would find that hard to believe that anybody would be negative. But you can just sort of sense in its own very there. Look, when Rex comes in, it's all candy and flowers too, but it's a different sort of reception. It was Rex, the big personality Rex. And with McDermott, it's different. With McDermott, it's a plan, it's a pattern, it's a culture. All those things that he wants to build without the hyperbole. You know, it's funny. You get a sense of he wants to build it. And he always talks about earning. That's a big thing with McDermott, earning the right to be a playoff team. It's like one of the things they had today. Not just saying we're going to be a playoff team. Like, we got to earn the right, and that starts with the work. So I don't think that's going to be an issue with McDermott.
Mike Catalano joining us in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia, fresh from the first voluntary off-season workout program happening at One Bills Drive. Mike, one player absent. All the players are there except for one. Anything to make of LeSean McCoy not being there?
You know, I don't want to make it because it's April. And one thing, let's start with one thing. LeSean McCoy is always in shape. And sometimes, I mean, he was in absurd shape last year, and he was fantastic. And I thought he made such a progression from his first year to his second year with the Bills. And certainly you could argue he was their best player last year. And he's still a great player. And I think he still has a few years left in him. But I was a little surprised that it wasn't even like Sean. All McDermott said today was, hey, you know, he knows LeSean from when he was in Philly, when he was young in his career. Certainly has coached against him. And he just said, you know, it is a voluntary thing. I don't think he wants to make a point about it. But it wasn't as if. He didn't say, and maybe it was left unsaid, he didn't say, hey, I talked to LeSean, he'll be here and all that. It was a little, it's only a bigger deal because he's the only guy not to be there, and it's the first day. But they have bought, look, if this was a rebuild team, if they were cutting guys and they were moving on from people, then you might say, geez, maybe that's the plan, you know, they're going to make a deal with McCoy. But it's funny because I asked Lorenzo Alexander about what did it mean to bring Tyrod back, and they were like, hey, man, that means that we're in it to win. Like, and that's quite a message. Now, that's the quarterback. So I guess what I'm saying is, would you then do something with your best running back if your plan wasn't to try to both rebuild and win at the same time, which is what I think their plan is. So, all right, so I'm going to say I'm not making a big deal about it, but it was a little surprising that he was the only guy not there to.
Well, Mike Catalano was out in Buffalo today, here joining us in the sports bar on 95.7 ESPN, the linebacking core. And I think we're all excited to see what Reggie Ragland can bring. So was he out there today, Mike?
Yeah, he was there. You know, a lot of the guys who've been banged up were out there. You know, Sammy Watkins is out there. Eric Wood was on the stationary bike, you know, typically like you would see. But it'll be interesting to see. Ragland is a very talented guy. Everybody talks about fits. This is how you run into problems, you know, when you keep changing head coaches, is that, you know, you draft sort of for fit. And it's that old cliche of drafting the best player. But, you know, if you draft for fit, sometimes it doesn't work. And linebacker, is there a position that seems to be more attuned to fit than linebacker? I mean, you know, and because, you know, in a 3-4, you know, it's maybe a pass rusher from the outside. And it's, in a 4-3, you need that middle linebacker that can run sideline to sideline. So it's going to be fun to watch Raglan play. And I guess then we'll find out how good Sean McDermott is making him fit in the system.
Zach Brown signs with Washington today, Mike. Yeah. Anything, was there ever any chance of him ending up back in Buffalo this year?
Oh, I think there was, and I think they talked to him, but I'm sure there was a certain number they were going to go with, and they probably didn't want to go any higher than that. He was a pretty good player for them, certainly for most of the season, but I think because of the circumstances they're in, they're only going to go so high on a linebacker, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see one or two new linebackers come in the draft or in the post draft, where they try to bring in maybe more of a McDermott fit. And then, you know, just look at last year's Carolina roster. I'm sure somebody's going to pop out there that's going to end up being a Buffalo Bill this year.
Well, they almost have to, right? Because on the depth chart right now, there's no chance. Well, there's always a chance, I suppose. But Ramon Umber right now is outside linebacker, starting opposite Lorenzo Alexander. There's still some work to be done here, as you said, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, I would say there's a very good chance that it's relatively high in the draft that they pick one of the linebackers. And then there'll be a veteran. Look, who would have thought last year that Lorenzo Alexander would have come in and did what he did for Rec last year? I mean, he really – I can remember being at training camp in a meeting and Rec going, you know, if I had to start somebody at linebacker right now, he goes, it'd be Lorenzo Alexander. He goes, guys, I brought him in to be a special teamer, and he's been their best player. And look at how he played. I mean, he really did play well. So you never know, but I would bet. I mean, they only have 65 guys on the roster. There are more signings to come. And, you know, Umber's he's a special teams guy. But then again, we said the same thing about Lorenzo last year.
Yeah.
And he played really well for him.
13 Web Sports Director Mike Catalano joining us in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia report today from Ian Rappaport saying that Texas Tech prospect Patrick Mahomes going to have a private workout with the Bills next week. I like this not because I think that they're going to take Patrick Mahomes at 10, even though I wouldn't say anything's a possibility, but at least we're still having the dialogue about what to do with that number 10 pick. It's not given that they're going to go corner or that they're going to go wide receiver and you want to keep your opponents on their toes. Mike, tell me I'm wrong, tell me I'm crazy, but having that conversation where you're still at least looking quarterback at 10, even if you have no intention, is beneficial on draft night.
100% in agreement with you. I think you want everybody nervous about what you're doing. And I also, you know, think that you never know what happens on draft day either, how a guy moves. Plus, you know, the Jets are looking at him, his other teams looking at him. You got 30 visits with players where they can come to you. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think if the Bills are going to trade out of that spot, which is always a possibility, if they're going to trade out of that spot, it's going to be to somebody looking to get a quarterback. So I think if you keep everybody – look, you're at 10. You could pick anything at 10, and it wouldn't be the biggest stunning thing in the world if the Bills took a quarterback, but they would have to love Mahomes. They would have to love him to take him there, if that's your thinking, or just the idea of keeping everybody on their toes that Buffalo could take a quarterback.
What about the wide receiver? Because everybody talks that this is a need, and I'm not going to dispute it. The Bills do need to address wide receiver. But addressing it at number 10, Mike, there isn't another team other than Oakland that has two first-round picks that go in the top 10. Can you bring in an alpha dog receiver that can coexist with Sammy Watkins? Would that be a fit in this offense?
I don't think it's a matter of coexisting with Sammy. I would say you could almost make the argument it's three number one picks because it cost him two for Sammy, even though that second pick ended up farther back the next year. But it's funny. You know, the other day at the owners' meetings, McDermott was asked about if the number two receiver on your roster, and he said yes. And we joked about it. What else is he going to say? He has to say that, right? I mean, one, he has players on the roster that are fighting for that spot. And two, in all likelihood, if the guy's not the number two receiver based on the draft, whoever it is, Andre Holmes, may be the number three receiver. I mean, it's not a position of strength. But they are in need of a wide receiver. And could they do it that high? Yeah, I think somewhere in the first two rounds they're taking a wide receiver. But you do look at it and say, wow, they would have, as you said, two top tens and basically three number ones overall invested in wide receivers, which is a lot to take. But Sammy's not been 100% healthy. They have decisions on him within the next 2 years. And I would not be stunned at all if they took one that high.
Well, nobody likes to. Go ahead.
What else do they need? They need corners. I mean, you definitely need corners on this team. I mean, Ronald Darby, Avon Seymour. I think you need 2 to 3 more higher end defensive backs on this roster. I say two corners and a safety without question. Still to be put on this team.
I think the thing that scares most people is that you're one rolled ankle away from Sammy Watkins, and then Andre Holmes is your number one wide receiver. So at some point, right. Yes, they're going to address wide receiver at some point in the draft, not necessarily in the first round. I don't know if that's necessary. We're talking with Mike Catalano, 13WAM sports director here in the Sports Bar with Danger Battaglia. And Coach McDermott has been spending a lot of time talking about chemistry. It was one of the things that came out of today's workouts. You know, we're talking about the chemistry on the team. And Gene and I were having a discussion earlier about chemistry. Chemistry. I mean, is it just a coach just saying the right things, or is there really a value to chemistry? It just feels like chemistry should take a backseat to talent.
Well, it shouldn't. I'll put it to you this way. It's funny. Lorenzo Alexander was talking about that today, and he said, I think when you say chemistry, I think this is the way I look at it is, and I know it's a coach cliche to put players in a position, but I think if you do the job, you identify who you have. You give players. Look at last year where so many times the Bills players, you talk about chemistry, working together, understanding the system, all those things that make it, then the talent comes out, right? Because if you got a guy who can play corner, like, say, Stephon Gilmore, right? He can play, but last year he looked confused half the time, just like everybody else in that defense. I think that's all part of chemistry, too. I think it's guys feeling that confidence. I think they have help from their teammates. I think there's veteran leadership. I think all those things come together. Now, usually that comes together when you're winning because everybody's sort of on the same page. But I think it all sort of files under chemistry. And Lorenzo said it's 80% the players, 20% the coaches. But I think it becomes that when a coach is confident in his leaders. He gives them some autonomy, but he puts the players in the right spot that they know their job. You know, I hate to say it, but we always talk about what would Belichick do. His number one thing is, do your job. And I think that's part of chemistry, too, is everybody knowing their job, doing their job, and everything else will take care of itself.
Mike, it is opening day. Your Phillies are up 3-0 on the Reds. So,
I'm looking at them this year as maybe, I don't know, 110, 112 win team. What do you think?
Well, they're already behind the Mets in the standings. Just want to point that out. So,
The Mets.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. The misfits, the fans, the guys that, yeah.
Yeah.
Gene, just get used to me calling you a misfit fan the rest of this Major League Baseball season.
Listen, just wait till October. We'll get back. All right? You don't want to face the Mets in the playoffs.
Mike, who do you like tonight in the ballgame?
You know what? I'm rooting for Gonzaga because I am not a Roy Williams guy at all. I don't even have any big problem with North Carolina. Just my personal – I think Roy's kind of a phony myself. There's so many coaches that get grief around the country, and I just see Roy, and I know some of the things that have certainly been alleged in North Carolina, and he does his all shucks routine. But look, give the guy credit. This would be his third championship. That being said, I'm happy for Gonzaga. I'd like to see them win it tonight, so that's who I'm pulling for. Somebody said to me the other day, how was your bracket? I said it was awful, but at least I am going to get the women's bracket right. And then, well, we saw what happened there.
Yeah.
Yeah, even that one fell apart.
So. Yeah.
Not a big bracket year for me, so.
Well, don't worry, Mike, because Survivor Football is right around the corner, and the more we talk about these workouts, the more it feels like it's here. It's coming.
Yeah. Well, I'm defending my title.
We're not going to talk about that right now.
Yeah. You brought it up, Mike.
You know. I'm going out round week one.
Mike Catalano, 13WAM. Appreciate your time, Mike.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Be good. Mike Catalano, 13WAM sports director, joining us in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.